I'd like to ask you to sit is any way you want to. And I have some thoughts I'd like for you to have while I'm doing the meditation. And the thoughts I'd like for you to have are any kind of thoughts you want. Have any kind of thoughts you want to have. So okay. The alertness of your ego to everybody else's ego, the alertness of your mind to everybody else's mistakes, is not the kind of vigilance the higher self is asking you to have. The universe is not asking us to be on the lookout for everyone else's errors. To a mind that doesn't know the truth, it seems like it's kind and right and good to point out everybody else's mistakes and correct them. Pointing out everybody else's mistakes and correcting them makes perfect sense to the mind that doesn't know the truth. Because the mind that doesn't know the truth is unaware of what errors are, and a mind that doesn't know the truth is also unaware of what the correction is. When you correct somebody, you're just telling them that they are wrong. Now, they may be making no sense at the time, but it's still your job to tell them that they're right, but you don't do it verbally. You tell them that they're right, but you don't tell them that they're right verbally if they're speaking insanely. That person needs correction at the mental level because their error is at the mental level, not the physical level. And the reason why that person is ultimately right is because that person is still a child of God. That person is still a child of love. That person is still a child of the universe. So as a child of the universe, they are right. As a child of God, what they are is right, even though they may be speaking insanely. One thing, is that when you point out the mistake of another person's ego, the only way you can point out the mistake of another person's ego is you have to be looking through your ego. So your ego can, the only thing that can see somebody else's ego is your ego. So you can only see someone else's fear through your fear. You can only see anger through your anger. You can only see depression through your depression. You can only see fear through your own fear. You can only see ego through your own ego. Now, the part of you that loves, the part of you that's cool, the part of you that's awesome, the part of you that loves, the part of you that loves doesn't even see the other person's mistakes. The part of you that loves doesn't even see the other person's mistakes. This must be true because there is no communication between the loving mind and the fearful mind. There is no communication between the mind that knows the truth and the mind that doesn't. There is no communication between the part of the mind that knows the truth and the part of the mind that doesn't. And the part of the mind that's the ego, the part of the mind that's full of fear, the part of the mind that thinks it's separate, the part of the mind that doesn't know the truth, the Course says doesn't make any sense at all. So a fearful mind doesn't make any sense at all. A fearful mind doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. A mind full of fear doesn't see anything correctly. According to the Course, a mind full of fear doesn't see anything correctly. The mind full of fear doesn't see anything correctly. The mind full of fear does not see anything correctly. The mind full of fear doesn't see anything correctly. So that means that nothing that the mind makes from fear really means anything. The part of the mind that doesn't know the truth, whatever it makes, doesn't mean anything. The part of your mind that doesn't know the truth, what it makes, doesn't mean anything. So when you react at all to errors and anger and fear, you are not listening to your loving, right mind, the Holy Spirit. Whenever you react to the ego, you're not listening to the truth in you. When you react to the ego, you're not listening to the truth. The part of your mind that is sane, the part of your mind that is sane, the part of your mind that loves, the part of your mind that's in touch with God, the part of your mind that knows the truth, the part of your mind that knows the truth, the part of your mind that knows the truth, disregards everything a fearful, insane, egotistical, angry, insecure, jealous mind does. A loving mind doesn't even focus in on it. So if you're attending to every insane thought around you, you're not listening to your peaceful mind. Your peaceful mind would never advise you to focus all your attention on the errors and the mistakes of everybody else and then expect you to have peace. There's no way you can focus on everything that frightens you and upsets you and have peace. So the part of your mind that loves peace, the part of your mind that wants you to have peace, always disregards that which would cause conflict. So when you're in touch with your loving mind, you're disregarding any unloving thoughts. You're disregarding any unloving thoughts. When you're listening to your sane mind, you're disregarding the ego. You're disregarding the ego. But if you don't listen to your peaceful mind and you listen to your fearful mind, then the Course says at that point you're making as little sense as the person whose error that you're making. And this can't be correction. To make the same mistake as the other person that you're seeing cannot be correction. So, you are all powerful. You are incredibly loving. You have an incredible sane mind. You have a beautiful mind. You have a truth mind. You have a free mind. You have lots and lots of power. You have lots and lots of power. You are not weak. You are not weak. You are very, very, very strong. You are very, very, very creative. Every second your mind is creating. Every second your mind is creating. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind is always, always, always creating. You are a very powerful, 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 powerful being. You are a very unlimited, powerful, powerful being. So your sane mind doesn't pay attention to the part of your mind that's insane. Your sane mind disregards all fearful, angry thoughts. Your sane mind never wants to give up its peace. Your sane mind never wants to lose its peace. Your sane mind never wants to lose its peace. Your sane mind never wants to lose its peace. Your sane mind disregards anything that would cause it to lose its peace. As a matter of fact, your sane mind knows that anything that you see in anybody else that upsets you is a reflection of a thought that you have just like that in your own mind. And so what you're supposed to do when you see that error, that anger, that upset in someone else, you're supposed to understand that you're seeing it through your own thought that's just the same way. That's why you can see it. And so you take that erroneous thought that you know you now have in your mind because you see it in someone else. You know you have it in your mind because you see it in someone else. And you can only see it through the part of your mind that is the same way as what you're looking at. So when you find yourself seeing anything and anybody else that upsets you, immediately own it as being also in your own mind, and then you give it up. You give it up to your Holy Spirit. You give it up to your sane mind. You give it up to your higher self. You claim it, and then you give it up to your higher self. Claim it, and then you give it up to your higher self. If you want to give your errors over to the Holy Spirit, if you want to give your errors over to the Creator, if you want to give your problems over to the Creator, then you have to give everybody else's problems over to the Creator. And if there's something for you to do, you will be told, and you will be able to do it, and you won't think it's a sacrifice. If there's something for you to do, you will be told, it will be something you can do right now, and you won't see it as a sacrifice. If the Creator within you is giving you instructions, telling you something to do, you will want to do it, you will be able to do it, and you won't see it as a sacrifice to do it. And in most cases, you won't even know you've done it. So unless you give all mistakes over to an intelligence greater than yours, how else would you learn how all errors are undone? Because all errors are undone by being given to God, the infinite intelligence of the universe. When we give it up to the infinite intelligence of the universe, then that is the way all problems are solved. So you have to practice giving everybody that you know, giving every problem that you see and everyone that you know, every error that you perceive in anyone that you know, that is another opportunity for you to practice giving it to God. It's another opportunity for you to practice giving it up, learning how to give your problems up, learning how to release your errors, learning how to surrender your errors. We're trying to learn how to surrender our errors, our mistakes, our problems to something greater than us that knows how to solve it. The best way to do it is when you see something in someone else that upsets you, immediately own that as also being in your mind, because it would have to be in your mind for you to be able to see it. And instead of trying to correct that person, you give that error up. You give that error to the Holy Spirit. You give that error to the higher power. That is the one way that all errors are undone. And so if you want to give your mistakes up to a higher power, you have to give everybody else's mistakes up to the higher power. If you want to give your mistakes up to a higher power, you have to practice giving everyone else's mistakes up to a higher power. And if there is something for you to do, you will be told. You will be able to do it now. You won't see it as a sacrifice. You will be able to see it as a joy, as peace. You will be glad. And what would be so good and what would be so great about the way that you're asked to help when you're fulfilling your function? What's going to be so cool about it is that the people that will be sent to you, the people that will come into your life, will be people who need you just the way you are. When God, when the higher power, when you're ready to fulfill your function, when you're ready to learn, when you're ready to open yourself up to more than what you think you know, people will be sent to you. They will be sent into your life, and they will need you just the way you are. They will learn best through you being just the way you are. So you will start to attract people who actually love you just the way you are. They will not be trying to get you to change in any way, because the way that you are is just what they need. You will be sent people who need you just the way you are. And then what will be so beautiful about that, when you're fulfilling your function, when you are really helping those that you're supposed to help, it will be something you can do, right now, something that you don't see as a sacrifice. And those people who come into your life, they will need you just the way you are, For once in your life, you won't have to change. But once in your life, there will be no one telling you what's wrong with you and what you need to change about yourself in order for you to be okay, in order for you to be loved. When you allow yourself to fulfill your function, when you allow yourself to own what you're seeing around you as being a reflection of thought in your own mind, and then own that those thoughts are in your mind, and then give those thoughts up to the higher self, as you do this, you will see your problems begin to dissolve. Things will start to fall in place. People will show up at the right time. Synchronicities will start to occur. In very strange and mysterious ways, you will start to see the things in your life straighten themselves out if you follow this procedure. But you don't have to believe it. You don't have to welcome it. Some of it's going to be hard to believe. Some of it's going to be quite startling. You're not asked to judge the ideas. If you use the ideas, you will see that they are true. If you use the ideas, you will see that they are true. Take a breath, relax. When you're fulfilling your function, you will be happy. When you're fulfilling your function, you will be happy. That's how you know. When you're in your natural environment, there is no strain in your natural environment. There is no strain in your natural relationships. There's no strain in a natural relationship. In a natural environment, in your natural environment, there is no strain. It's easy, easy, easy. Easy.
Is that anyone in the room has got nerve enough to say the word easy? Easy. I allow my life to be easy. Okay, that's going to be the toughest thing some of us ever say in our lives. I allow my life to be easy. You allow your 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 life to be easy. We allow our lives 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 to be easy. Turning the light up a little bit behind you. I want to acknowledge you for saying something very difficult. You know that there are a lot of people that believe no pain, no gain. And then they get upset when there's a whole lot of pain. So if you order it up for yourself, in order for you to grow, don't be surprised when it shows up. So you have to ask yourself, do you believe it's natural to struggle? Is that the way you see it? Because the universe always says yes. Life sure is hard. Yes. Things don't go right for me. Yes. I'm broke as a dog. Yes. I haven't had a baby in 10 years. Yes. You know, the universe is always saying yes. And people don't realize that they're so powerful that whatever they believe in their heart is exactly what they create, manifest, and attract to them. And so therefore, things seem to be happening to them all the time that they don't know why. And they don't know that the reason why things just seem to happen to you is that the Course says it's because we had no idea what should have happened in the first place. And that if I don't have any goal, things just happen to me, then I look back on them, and then I decide whether or not I'm supposed to get upset about it, or do I need to go off on somebody. And I try to figure out what it meant, and the Course says, and you'll be wrong
every time because you had never set a goal for what was supposed to happen in the first place. So how did you get mad at somebody by saying that they really didn't do what they were supposed to do? If I didn't know what you were supposed to do, how can I be getting upset about you not doing what you were supposed to do because I don't like it at the end of the situation? You know what I'm saying? I'm mad. I don't know what should have happened. Something happened to me. Should I be mad at you or not? That's the only thing I want to know. But the reason why something just happened to me with you was I didn't decide what you and I should have experienced with each other in the first place.
And so that's why
it just seemed to happen because I didn't have an idea of what should happen in the first place. So the Course says if you have a goal, then it's easier for you to evaluate what to do because you have an idea of what every situation is meant to be when you walk into it. And then the goal itself will create the circumstances that will make it happen. I thought that was so deep. The goal, it says the goal itself will create the circumstances that will bring about the goal's manifestation. Most people are so busy focusing on how the goal is going to be achieved that they don't realize that the real power comes in staying focused on the intention. And the intention itself will create the way to manifest itself. Because the way to manifest itself, the Course says, that's the part that's unknown. That's what we don't know. We don't know the how, but we certainly can know what we want. I may not know how to get it, but I can definitely ask for it, you know. And so I like to say to each and every one of you that you deserve to have every situation and circumstance in your life healed and corrected, no matter what you think about yourself and no matter what you think you've done and whether you love yourself or not, you deserve to have every problem that you have in your life beautifully, innocently, and easily healed and corrected. You deserve that regardless of how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
Is that a reasonable idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if my thought creates and I draw to myself according to what I think and what I believe, then to have the idea that my problems could be healed, even if I don't think I deserve for them to be healed, creates a reality where my problems are healed, even if I don't think I deserve for them to be healed. The trip is that your perception always witnesses to what you believe, so your eyes are lovely liars because the only thing they do is witness back to you what you believe anyway. And then the Course says, you know, then it looks like it's true, but of course it looks like it's true. It's a reflection of what I believe. And so therefore, I'm trapped in that perception until I start to think outside of the box, until I start to tell myself something opposite to what I believe, then I stay trapped in the old way of seeing things. So when you first begin to make a transformation from one state of consciousness to another state of consciousness or one situation to another situation, you have to focus on what you want, but don't see any conflict between what you want and what you have. Because what you have is just a reflection of decisions that you made in other such present moments. So what you have right now is just a result of the decisions you've made in other present moments. So what's happening right now is the past. It's the result of what you already thought, in a way. So now we want to move to another level. And when you get ready to move to the other level, you have to focus on what you want, even though you think you don't see it, and don't compare it to what it looks like you have right now, because you wouldn't be asking for it unless you didn't have it right now. So look at whatever's going on in your life right now as nothing but something that's already gone. It's, by the time it gets physical, it's already over. That's deep. By the time you see it physically, you're at the effect level, so it's already over, it's already done. Why? Because everything I look at it, then I interpret it, according to my past learnings. And so I'm always seeing the past, because everything I look at is a reflection of what I've learned in the past. Whatever I've learned in the past is what I'm seeing. And so the Course says, well, what if what you learned is wrong? Then I go, well, how can I tell if it's wrong, doggone it? Well, the Course says, well, it's a very easy way to tell if it's wrong. You're afraid, you're angry, you're upset, and you're sad. I said, well, thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, God. You know, but I don't want to believe that I can't believe I'm wrong all the time because I feel like crap most of the time. So I don't want to believe I'm wrong all the time. Especially if I feel it, I want to really believe it's right. But a feeling is nothing but an emotionally charged meaning. It's just a meaning that I've used so long that I'm all attached to it and I get all upset around it and I got a lot of energy around it and I call it my feelings. It's just an emotionally charged meaning. It's an idea that I'm so invested in that I allow myself to get upset about it. And if I get upset about it, it must be true because I can feel it.
See what I'm saying? I can feel it. We have a tendency when our emotions are involved to really believe we're right, because I can feel it. And we don't know all you. Well, that's what's the big deal about turning the dial up. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's like going up to the TV and turning the volume up. That's all I'm doing to the thought when I get all emotional. I'm just turning the volume up. So the court says, you know, would you pay any more attention to a shouted command to kill than you would to a whispered command to kill? Either way it goes, the same thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what the court is saying. Just because you get upset about something doesn't make it real. Just because you're mad about it doesn't make it real. Just because you're upset about it doesn't make it real. And I was like, going, why? He says, I don't care how upset you get about it, it doesn't make it real. You know, that's really interesting. So these are just thoughts that I'm throwing out from the course. Not that you have to believe them, but these are just things that it's saying. Very interesting ways to look at it, you know.
Thank you.
So, yeah, because if that's true, then it means that whatever I'm feeling right now, I could choose it. Mm-hmm. That my emotions are not something that I'm a victim of. Actually, I could start creating the kind of feelings I wanted any time I wanted them by just changing my interpretation of what's happening to me. So the Course says the only thing that's upsetting us is our interpretation of everything, not the actual thing itself, because there's the actual thing. Like she's sitting right there, but between me and her is my interpretation of her. And it's my interpretation of her that's determining what I'm thinking about her and what I'm feeling about her right now. So am I really seeing her?
No.
And the Course says that's the way it is with everything and everybody we know. That's exactly the way it is. That the only thing you're seeing is your own interpretation. That's the only thing that's determining the way you feel right now. In this, like right now in this moment, people are having different reactions to whatever they hear. And the truth is, they're not reacting to me. The truth is, everybody in the room is reacting to their own judgments and interpretations of me. And it's your judgment and interpretation of me right now that's determining whether you like me or not. But what does that really have to do with me? Nothing at all. So what does that mean? That means stop buying into whatever anybody else thinks about you, because you're not responsible for their feelings. And what they think of you is none of your business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like don't let yourself buy into someone else's perception of you and let their perception of you determine how you feel about yourself, when all they're doing is reacting to their own interpretation of you anyway. Okay, then you ask, well, where am I? According to the Course, I tell you where you are. You are whole and complete and perfect. You're totally okay. You're perfect just the way you are. If my mind wasn't so screwed up, I'd love all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's a trip when you really think about it. The way I'm looking at you is determining how I'm feeling about you. So I could love everybody in the room except I'm telling myself things about you based on what I experienced and learned in the past. So I'm not seeing anybody in the room. I'm just seeing what I learned and experienced in the past. How fair is that to everybody in the room? How fair is it for me to walk in this room and judge all of you by people that I've known before you and I've never met you before at all, then turn around and call that wisdom when the Course says that's totally delusional? You never met me before. That's stupid to judge me by your last boyfriend. I'm not your last boyfriend. Don't be bringing your stuff about him to me. I might not be nothing like him whatsoever. But I can tell you think I am by the way you're looking at me. You know, which is deep. Because the minute you meet somebody and you are dealing with them in terms of what someone did to you before, and you're trying to make sure that doesn't happen again, you're not really having a relationship with the person in front of you, according to the Course. You're having a relationship with the people that are not there. And so most people are having a relationship with people that's not even in the relationship with them. Which is really deep, because, you know, if the girls see me, you know, like, you know, it's like right now, I'm out here, I don't have a primary or special relationship or anything like that. You know, I'm real curious to see what shape and form my next lesson will show up in. And, I definitely got some preferences about the form, you know what I'm saying? And so I was thinking about that today. I said, boy, it's kind of exciting to wonder who's going to be the next person that I forgive.
Get your dysfunctional love.
Yeah. No, the Course says that as soon as I walk in, I'm attracted to anybody that's somebody that reminds me of a past grievance. And that is somebody that I think is going to make up for what the person before them didn't do. So this person is getting ready to give me everything, whoever she is getting ready to give me everything that no other woman before her ever gave me, and then I'll be checking her out in terms of what I just went through with the last one to make sure she don't do the same thing, right? And so I'm really not seeing her at all. I'll just be seeing all the past people that I've ever been with. And so I'm trying my best not to do that by reminding myself all the time when I'm with whoever I'm around that I don't know you. I really don't know who you are. All I know is my interpretation of you. So I have to try to remember to ask questions. Ask, what do you think? What do you feel? What do you like? What's valuable to you? What makes you tick? What's your goal? What's your vision? How do you feel about relationships? What do you want in a relationship? Who are you? What do you like? What is your talent? What is your gift? Where do you see yourself going? What's important to you? How do you feel about God? How do you feel about love? Do you take a whole lot of responsibility? Do you like to have fun? How many orgasms do you like a night? Questions. Find out. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing that I'm trying to remember from the Course in Miracles is that if there's no other rule that I take into my next relationship, it will be that I will not form a primary relationship with anybody that's afraid of me. I will not form a primary relationship with somebody that is the minute I'm myself and the minute I express myself and the minute I be the way I am and the minute I do something that I like, they go, oh! Will you please change that? Will you not do that anymore? Whenever you do that, I feel so discounted. It's like, okay, all right. It's like, no, I asked the universe to send to me someone who, the way I am, thrills them, heals them, they support it, they want it, they acknowledge it. It's the perfect way to be. Because I have to set my intention. I have to know. Because if I don't know what I want, then I'll be trying everybody. If I don't know what I want, I'll be trying this and see if that works, and trying that and see if that works. But if I know what I want, then I can evaluate more accurately, and then I can allow my... Then the Course says, the first thing you do is you walk up and you say to yourself, what do I want them for? What is the purpose of this? Why do I want to do it? You know, and so I've been doing that too. It's like any time I go out, you know, I'll sit back and then I'll check myself, you know, and I go, you know, what is my purpose? What is it that I really want? You know, why am I really here? Is this just a physical attraction? Is this just me wanting their body? Do I really want to join this person? Do I really want to make a real connection? Would I really be having dinner with her if she had a hump on her back? You know, I'm so spiritual. If she had one eye on the hump, would I still be like, hey, baby, I'm so okay, wait to get to you. You know, then I think it's real easy for me to get in touch with the fact that I still have some meaningless values. I still have values around, you know, how something looks. It does happen. I need to get out of denial. I need to realize denial is not a river in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? So what I've been promising myself is that I'm going to be as absolutely authentic as I possibly can. That I'm just going to just, I'm gonna really, 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 more than ever before in my life, try to be honest with myself and honest with the person in front of me, because I noticed that the more authentic I am, the more authentic everybody is with me. But I can't fake it. If I'm fake authentic, then they fake authentic. It's a trip. So I want y'all to see me with, like, the perfect person in my life. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all do that for me?
Yeah.
See me with somebody that helps me remember that God is in me and that I'm innocent and that I'm loving. Not that I want to need them, because if I need them, then I'm not going to be able to let them change, because if I need them a certain way, then I got an investment in them being the way that they are. So every time they get ready to change to be happier or whatever, I'm going to give them a hard time. So I don't want anybody I need in that sense. But I definitely would like to join with somebody who also wanted to create a safe shelter to grow into who we really are and to really nurture who we really are. Not try to act out each other's script, but you tell me what your script is for yourself, and I will try to support whatever it is you want for yourself. I'm going to encourage you to express yourself more and more and more and more, so I won't get bored with you, because if I don't put no limits on you, then you're going to keep on showing me new aspects of yourself that I've never seen before, and I will be thrilled with you more and more every day the longer we're together, because I'm not going to put a lid on who you are. So you're going to keep on thrilling me, healing me, and surprising me, and I'm going to do the same thing for you, and we're going to have a really incredible relationship, because our relationship with each other means more to each other than the things that come up between us, and our desire to connect is going to be so strong that it's going to pull us past any obstacle that seems to come up between us, because our desire to be connected is bigger than anything our ego is going to try to throw up to make us separate. And that's how we know it's real. If I can't get past the obstacle, I don't want to join. So I'm glad I know these things. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad the Course in Miracles has taught me these things. It makes me excited. It makes me so excited. And then to know that I'm here with you, to know that I'm so blessed that I created a reality where I'm surrounded by people who want to join and to be happy and to love themselves and to reach out to other people, to be willing to take a look at who they are, to take responsibility for what they think they are. You know, to sit in a room full of people that they're safe and they're peaceful and nobody's attacking each other and there are no bombs coming through the window. There's not a riot going outside. There's not a giant tidal wave coming through the church. You know, I am so thankful to be here with you in this moment. It is incredibly a blessing to be with each and every one of you in this moment. And what I want to do is get rid of everything in me that would ever block that love from coming through. Because telling you it is one thing, but you being able to feel my love, that's a whole nother thing. So I want to get to the point that what I am is louder than what I say. And you just feel my love, and you won't be wondering if you can trust me because you'll feel your connection with me. Anybody that I'm trying to figure out, I know I need to leave alone. That's the red flag right there. That we're working so hard to try to trust each other. Get away from each other if you got to work that hard. You still, 2 months later, you still trying to decide if you can trust me. Leave, move on. Why? Because that means you're not trustworthy. That's how you can, you don't know how you can always tell untrustworthy people? They're people who don't trust. So if you're around a bunch of people that don't trust you, they're not trustworthy. If you're not trusting anybody, you're not trustworthy. So that's deep. I mean, I'm just saying stuff that I've seen in this book. It just blows my mind. You know what I'm saying? It's a trip. For instance, this paragraph 5 on page 167, the section that we've been working on. I just really want to love. I mean, I'm studying in this book and I'm doing all this stuff and I'm doing these classes. But what I really want is love. I want to be around people who love. The cool thing about being loving is that people who are afraid of love will always run away from you. So the more loving you are, people who are afraid of love won't be attracted to you. So you might go through a period where it looks like there's not a lot of people attracted to you because you're too friggin' safe. They love drama. They don't think they deserve to have any real peace. So people who don't believe they deserve peace because they feel guilty are only on the lookout for other people who give them conflict. The conflict is so stimulating they say they're turned on. How do you know it's conflict? Because y'all turned on, but y'all can't get along. That's conflict. Have you ever been so turned on by the person you got along with the worst? That's a trip, isn't it? The person that upsets you the most is the one you just can't hardly wait to be with. Isn't that wild? You know, when you're around really saved people, they don't turn you on at all. You know, you be around saved people, you're going straight to the friend zone. You're going straight to, why? Because you're saved. So I'm going to have all the fun and give all the good stuff and all the good love to the person who don't deserve it. That's who I'm turned on by. They're going to get everything I got. The one that gives me the hard time, I'm going to give myself to them tonight. But you're the friend. You get nothing. No, I tell you what you get. I'm going to talk to you about the person I'm really giving it to. Right? That's what happens. You know, they come tell you about all the stuff they're doing to the person who don't treat them right. You're treating them right, and you're just getting a good conversation. You get a chance to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? It's a trip. And so at some point, you begin to understand that you're being protected. That rejection is protection. Rejection is protection. Rejection is protection. Rejection is redirection. Rejection is redirection. Rejection is I'm redirecting you. That's that you call I'm rejecting you, but I'm really telling you, if you really want to be happy, I'm not the one. That's why I'm rejecting you. I'm not the one. You really want to be happy? I'm not the one. How do I know you're not the one? I don't want you. I'm not giving you my phone number. I don't want you to call me. I haven't invited you over. I didn't do nothing to show you I was interested in you at all. I'm telling you, if I was really interested in you, I'd be on you so fast you didn't even know what happened to you. I have a good get mechanism. And when I really want to get it because I look like this person can really fulfill my needs and I see them as being the one, I let them know some kind of way. If a person wants you, they're going to let you know some kind of way. It won't be no doubt. They're going to do something, even if it's an anonymous letter in the mail. Somehow or another. So if you're around somebody and they're not showing you that they want you, they don't want you. I said, wow, you know, Holy Spirit, you kind of
to the point, aren't you? You know, like when I start, you know, the Course in Miracles talks about that voice. It really is a point that you start to hear your own inner guidance, and it is talking to you very plainly, and it's always giving you correct advice, and it's so true it blows your mind, and it's so direct it blows your mind. So what's been happening with me to practice this truth is, of course, they just have to let go of that drive to get. So I've been trying to, like, be around, meeting people, you know, dating, going out, but don't have that drive to get. You know, I'm not trying to get nothing from you. And so, without that drive to get, and people don't feel that drive to get, at least what I've noticed in terms of communicating with women, I'm having a different experience of beings in female bodies, as I like to call them. That's what I call them, beings in female bodies. Because that helps me focus on the fact that we're both beings and we're both the same and we're not different. And that at some deeper core level, we're the same. Because I notice that when I can focus on the sameness between me and another person, we tend to have more peace within when I'm focusing on the differences. You see what I mean? I got that from the Course too, so I thought I'd go ahead and do that. And so what's happening, without the drive to get, I find women being more defenseless. I don't feel the walls. I don't feel the barriers. I don't feel, let me see if I can dodge what you're trying to say because I know what you really want, and I'm just on the lookout to make sure that you don't get it. I got to be on it because I got to make sure you don't get what I think you want. And so without that drive to get, then what I started to experience that maybe, you know, I hadn't really experienced to the extent that I'm experiencing, and other men probably have experienced it, is this incredible nurturing energy. It's a very, very nurturing, soothing, supportive. It's like putting water on a plant or something. You can just feel that when you're around the feminine energy that everything is being nurtured, but you're not being caretaken. It's not like a codependent thing. It's like the sunlight to a plant or water to a plant. And so when I'm in the presence of women now, I feel like I'm being watered. I feel like I'm being nurtured. I feel like what I am is being strengthened just by their very being. And that is so satisfying that it completely gets rid of the desire to get most of the time. You know, and that's cool. That's cool. And so then I try to be the same way. I try to represent a male energy that is also fixed and focused on the love, focused on the truth, focused on the innocence, focused on the safety, focused on the growth, focused on the healing, to take that initiative, to represent that energy, because we both got that same energy. And then the relationships start to transform, and then you'll notice that everybody around you is starting to nurture you no matter where you go, even if you're in King Super. It's a trip. It's a trip to start watching it extend. And so it feels so good for me after reading and studying so long to be experiencing what the Course is talking about. And you know what's so cool about that? When you are experiencing something, you don't really care whether anybody else believe you. And you don't really care if anybody else agree with you. You know, it takes a feeling that you have to have, like, you know, y'all really need to agree with me in order for me to feel like I'm okay about what I believe. It's so good not to have that feeling. It's like the guy that knew the world wasn't flat even though everybody else thought it was. You know, it's like it didn't make no difference that most people thought the world was flat. It really isn't. And your truth may be true regardless of what anybody else around you is saying or doing. So you don't need anybody's agreement to be true to yourself. It's totally unnecessary because you have your own individual path, and it's like nobody else anyway. So the minute you compare your path to somebody else's, you'll stop doing your thing. And I need all of y'all to do your thing. So I want to support you in being who you are around me and letting go of my script and my agenda constantly, so that you can be who you are and serve the function that you're supposed to serve in my life, and I can serve the function that I'm supposed to serve in yours. Because you won't be able to do it trying to be me, and I won't be able to do it trying to be you. So I really encourage everybody around me to be who they are, which is, you know, really exciting, because you never know when the rabbit's going to jump out of the hat. But as long as everybody's around you is safe, you don't care. As long as I know I'm safe with you, I'm not afraid of how you may express yourself. I can really encourage it because I'm safe. I'm safe. So freedom comes out of safety. So it's nothing more important to me than the people in my environment feeling like they're safe. But watch it. When you start to be safe and you start to be loving, you also become a projection screen. And then people start to project their fears on you. Because your love is bringing up everything in them that's not love. Because you become a purifier. And so all of a sudden they become aware of the parts of themselves sometimes that's not loving. And then it's tempting to project that out. on you, because it's like anything else. When you vomit and you want to get rid of it, so when that fear and anger comes up and that guilt comes up, our first instinct, the Course says, is to project it out on somebody else in order to get rid of it. But the Course also says what we don't recognize is that giving something away is how you keep it. So people hold back on sharing the love, but they'll share their anger and upset with you in a hot second. And then they wonder why it's just increasing in their life. That's what you're giving, but you won't give the love. So it's kind of scary to share the things that I've shared so far tonight, but it's part of my desire to do something physically, symbolically, to show that I'm willing to change. That telling the universe, you know, I really do want real love. I want real love enough to take a chance, to risk, to put myself out there, to show that, you know, my action is going to witness how much I want to love. And then what will happen is that somebody on that same wavelength, maybe somebody even here tonight, will resonate to me. And then they also want to join and want to connect. And then the person that's suspicious, because they can't picture you being any more loving than they are, because sometimes it's hard for people to imagine that people could be on a level of consciousness that's beyond what they're capable of. And so when you meet somebody that's able to do something like that, sometimes more than you're capable of, your first instinct is to be suspicious of them and to think that they're running down a game. But that's just because you can't do it yourself, see, the Course says. You know, you can't do it, so you just assume that they got to be lying to you or deceiving you, because you can't even imagine being that loving or imagine meeting somebody that loving. But you want to meet the person who can love you a little more than you can love yourself, in a sense, because that means that they have a capacity to see what you're doing as a call for love. And when you're upset, mm-hmm. they'll be able to reach out to you, because they have enough love in them to hold that safe space. And that's just an incredible experience, to watch your fear come up and your upset come up, and you think that you've done or said something that's going to injure or hurt something or a relationship, and you mess around and you're around people who's so loving that they love you past your mistake, and it kind of freaks you out because you thought it was going to be a big problem, and all of a sudden it's not a problem at all, because they love you. Their desire to be with you is stronger than your fear. It means more to them than the fear that's coming up in you, and so they're able to like hold that same space and let you express yourself and still love you. And the once that happens, you love more. It changes something in you. You feel safe because you've had the experience of love. And the Course says from an experience, that's where your beliefs come from. So if you have the experience of it, then you really believe it's possible. Why? Because you've had the experience of it. So if you want the person around you to believe that love is possible, you give them the experience of love. They have it through you, and all of a sudden they believe it's possible, and it changes their whole consciousness, and then they become more loving. But whoever is saner at the moment is the one that has the greatest level of responsibility. Whoever is saner at the moment is the one who has the greatest opportunity to repay a debt. It's awesome. I love A Course in Miracles. It is incredible. And I haven't read one word. I mean, where the friend said, no wonder that guy left. I thought I was coming to a Course class. It's a black guru. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Sorry,
you know what's so funny, though? It's like whenever, and I don't know if that was true in that case, and that's okay, but the one thing that I realized more than anything is that sometimes it never dawns on us that we may be the one that's misreceiving. Sometimes it never dawns on us that we could be right in the middle of exactly everything we're asking for and not even recognize it. You know what I'm saying? It's for instance, it's like I know I'm a safe person. So if somebody doesn't think that I'm safe, then that's just a reflection of them. It's not a reflection. Why? Because I'm Earl. And so I know my motive. I know that I don't mean anybody in this room any harm, regardless of what anybody in this room thinks. I know that. So the minute that you know where you're coming from, then you also know how to be unaffected by everybody around you, because if they're accusing you of being unloving and you know what your purpose is, then you simply know that what they're saying isn't true. So you just don't give it any energy. It's not that you try to prove anything to them. You just know it isn't true. And even better than that, what's going to probably happen if they don't trust you, like if somebody walked in here and they didn't trust me, as long as I give them plenty of space, they're probably going to leave. And then they probably won't come back. And it's never a loss to have anybody who can't love you and accept you for who you are leave your life. That is the greatest blessing that could ever happen to you. That's the best thing. If somebody's ever left you because they didn't recognize how loving you were, that is the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Because that's freeing up a space for someone who loves you to come into your life. The universe abhors a vacuum. So if a lot of people are leaving right now, it's because you deserve more love than they're capable of giving you right now. If a lot of people seem to be moving out your life right now, it's because there's another wave getting ready to come in that can love you at the level that you deserve to be loved at. So if anybody in this room is going through that big change in relationships right now, you should be going hallelujah, because it means that another level of love is moving into your life, and you just have to be patient while you're in that in-between stage where the new stuff comes in and the old stuff leaves, and you feel all disoriented and you don't know what the heck is going on, and sometimes you feel like you're more alone than ever. It's just that there's a brand new reality getting ready to manifest for you right now. So the Course is saying, when you're around people and you're tempted to correct these people and you're tempted to fix these people, he talks about how that's not the kind of vigilance the Holy Spirit wants us to maintain. It's not about us walking around all day trying to figure out what's wrong with everybody around us. And then the Course says, and even if you point out their errors, you don't know the answer. So you're telling me your job is to go around all day to discover problems you can't solve? That's a hell of a way to spend the day, isn't it? And that's what you see people doing all the time, pointing out stuff that they can't fix. My job is to point out all the problems everybody has around. The Course is saying right here in this paragraph, saying, no. What you should do is recognize that everything you're seeing in everybody else, you can only see it in the part of your mind that's that way. Which means that all I need to do is learn how to give it up to my higher self. Give it up to God. Because that's what I want to do with my problems. I got to do the same thing with yours. Why should I give mine up to God and then think I have to solve yours? Actually, I should take an attitude more toward my own if I'm going to take it toward anybody's. But I'm going to get mine up and fix yours? So the Course is saying, what we want to do is learn how to give it up to the higher power. And then people say, well, what about the correction aspect? If you're really the one to be used for correction, you will already have corrected them. It'll be something that you can do, and it actually will be something that's not a sacrifice. But the Course also says that we believe in sacrifice so much, the idea of being happy without sacrificing doesn't have any meaning to us. So the minute we are told that we can have what we want without the pain and the struggle and the sacrifice, then the Course says it doesn't mean anything to us, and we just go unconscious, because the idea of just being given something because of who you are is so alien to our understanding. So I'm here using this material to share the idea that you do deserve miracles, and you do deserve healing, and you do deserve happiness just because of who you are. When a brother behaves insanely, you can heal him only by perceiving the sanity in him. Alright, I got one sentence down. I'll say it one more time. When a brother behaves insanely, you can heal him only by perceiving the sanity in him. So if you're acting crazy, I can only heal you by believing and focusing in on there is some sanity in you. There is sanity in you. There is sanity in you. And that's what I'm looking for. What's going on? I'm really looking for the sanity in you right now. I am really, really, really looking for the sanity in you right now. And I'll be back later when I see you. And then you leave. But you're walking out the door with the goal in mind. And that's the way it works. That's the way it works. So what I'd like this first class of the new year is for us to give us ourselves a New Year's acknowledgement. Can we do it? Woo! Yes! Yes! Whoa! Okay. Alright. We're going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me. I teach the Course full time in the world. Thank you for sharing. I love you. Whether you share anything or not, you still love. Except you get a little bit more love when you get some. But that's just a joke. It's just a joke. The truth is, there have been times in my life when I didn't have anything financially to give in a situation. I didn't want to. And to hold a grievance against anyone else that, for whatever reason, does anything would be to hold a grievance against myself, because I promise you, I almost never see anybody do anything that I haven't done. You know, I realize that the only thing that makes me different from anybody else in most cases is just we do it at a different time. We do the same thing at different times. You feeling crappy today, you can't understand. You feeling good, you can't understand. Me feeling all messed up. Really? I can't understand. Why are you feeling so bad? I see you the next day, you crying your eyes out. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling okay. And I'm saying, wow, everything is happy. Just look at it as divine order. And then you want to kill the person. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because that was just the person you saw yesterday. You were talking off a building. You know what I'm saying? And now today they're the avatar. You know what I'm saying? It's like, give me a freaking break. You know, just give me a safe place to express my feelings right now. Okay, you know, that's the loving thing that goes. We're the same. We're absolutely, totally the same in doing that. So I'm so glad that I realized these kind of things. So this year I got a lot of surprises and things I want to do in the class. Some of you, thank you. I'm gonna pass this around, and I'll pass another one too, just to be optimistic. Okay, and it tends to be a little bit faster. Some of you may. And, you know, because we're getting ready to rush back out in the world in a minute anyway, you know. Y'all know how that is. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, to give ourselves 5 more minutes of each other would be cool. Yeah.
Don't fear your best friends. Because the best friend will never try to do you wrong. Don't fear your worst friends. Because the worst friend's just the best friend that's done you wrong. Don't fear the night time. Because the monsters know that you're divine.
Opportunity to bring some new love into your life. Bless and release those people that are leaving your life right now. Send some love to those people. Say to yourself right now, let peace extend from my mind to yours. 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 And just see them skipping off in the distance to their good. And I can hear a rumble of a lot of cool people heading your way. There's a whole herd of them coming. It's a herd of love coming to you. I can
feel it? It's a herd of love that's coming towards you. There's a herd of love that's coming towards you. There's a herd of loving people coming towards you. There's a herd of loving people coming towards you. There's a herd of loving people. That's all you deserve. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You know what I'm talking about. That was your call for love. That was your call for love. You did the best you could at that time based on where you were in your consciousness. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You did the best you could from where you were in that moment. Let it go. Let it go so that the herd of love can get to you. It's never too late. It's never too late to start the day over. It's never too late to pick up the phone. I love those people that I can lay my head on their shoulders. So one of the lessons in the chorus goes, God is the love in which I forgive myself. God is the love in which I forgive myself. God is the love in which I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And the chorus says to forgive means to free. To forgive means to release. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself to my greater good. I release myself to my greater good. May the course be with you. And if you want to see the other nice class that's available, they got a list up here to the side. And it's like $5 a CD, and I bring it back to the next class. Just put your name and the date of the class and your phone number. Happy New Year, y'all. Hugs are available.